You're listening to Money Making Mothers with Carla Edwards, where we discuss the highs and lows of being a working parent, how to master the art of spinning plates, and to remind ourselves that just because you became a mother does not mean your dreams no longer exist. You can have it all.
Hi everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Money Making Mothers, where I'm joined by Lindsay Clark, the owner of Clark & Bow. Now, she started Clark & Bow as a hobby 2 years ago, and it's managed to grow from strength to strength and is now known as a reputable luxurious brand. Now, she loves what she does, she's very passionate about it, but she still works alongside in an accountancy. All of this is done whilst raising Ralphie, and she manages to spin all plates at once. So I hope you all enjoy it.
Hi, I'm Lindsay, the owner of Clark & Bow. It's a luxury personalised children's boutique. And I've got a little boy, Ralphie, who's six.
So firstly, thank you very much for coming on, because I've actually had a vast number of requests to get you on and you kept saying no, didn't you?
So
Why did you say yeah? What's changed first?
So I said no because I was just cringing at the thought of myself doing something like this, you know how it is. And then I kept getting tagged in your videos and I was like, oh, do you know what? I've just got to be brave and come out of my comfort zone and just do it.
Oh, well, I hope it's not too bad for you, love. It's just, honestly, it's more relaxed than people think. It's not easy. You're not on a this is your life interview, so it won't be too bad. Right, I want to know, because obviously I know I've bought from Clark & Bow. I think the stuff you do is amazing. How did it start and how did it be born and create into what it is now?
So it was meant to be a hobby. It wasn't meant to be anything other than a hobby. I studied accountancy from the age of 16. I got a job and worked at the same accountancy firm for 13 years. So I was always like really into that. I didn't ever do anything other than accountancy. And then what happened was I decided I wanted to change and I left my accountancy job and I got another job at another big firm and absolutely hated it. I don't know if it was just the change. I'd worked for the same man for that long. He was like a second dad to me. He was amazing. You know, I absolutely loved the job there, but I just felt like I'd outgrown the place. So got the new accountancy job and hated it. And then we were getting married in the July and I wanted some pajamas for Ralphie, so I'd ordered him some and I just took them to a place in the town and got them embroidered, got this lady to put his name and page boy on them. And then for the night before the wedding, I'd said to my sister, let's get the kids all matching pajamas. So we'd bought some more from my first years, and then after the wedding I was still hating my job in accountancy, and when I looked back at the pictures I thought I was still at the job, and I just thought, do you know what, I'm going to sell pyjamas. And I went on that night and I set up an Instagram.
Sure.
And it, from there, that's what happened.
What? No previous like involvement with clothes or anything? You just thought?
Absolutely nothing. Nothing at all. No experience. Nothing. It was just the most random thing. So I set up this Instagram and I obviously started it without one penny. Obviously I have my own money, but I didn't. What I always say is I started Clark & Bow with absolutely nothing. You don't need money to start it, you know.
Yeah.
I got like a logo and an Instagram. It was free and I took orders and then the customers paid in full. So when the customer paid, I bought the stock and it just like snowballed after that.
Really?
Yeah.
How did it, like, when did it become where it wasn't just a hobby anymore? Like, obviously, hold on, let me backtrack. How the hell did you start to design pajamas? Like you're saying, yeah. Oh, you made an Instagram as if like that's all you do. Like,
yeah, so normal. Yeah. No, so what happened was I found a wholesaler in the UK. So that wasn't a big deal because you can just buy it easily. You know, I could buy one pair, I could buy two pairs. And then obviously everyone was buying off because it was a new thing and it was growing and growing. And then I just thought, I've always been into clothes anyway. Do you know, like, I've loved my own clothes. I love dressing Ralphie like in nice clothes. And I've always loved pajamas. And then I just thought, I'm going to make it different to what you can get. I'm going to be different to all the things that are on the UK wholesalers, and I'm going to make it bigger. So I just used every penny that I had and done my first wholesale order. And that's what the people loved. The people loved the stuff that they'd never seen before.
So is that what you designed? Is that what wholesale means?
Yeah.
So
I get it manufactured.
How do you decide on what you're going to design? Like, is it literally just whatever you think, or do you get everyone else's opinions? Or
do you know, it's hard because it's always what's in my head. And if I might ask, a couple of people what they think. And if they don't say the right answer, I think, I'm going to go with what I thought anyway.
I'm not asking if you like it or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, I ask and then I think, oh, I shouldn't have asked that because that wasn't the right answer. I'm going to go with the short sleeve instead of the long anyway.
So is what's today been the favourite design of yours?
There's a lot, you know. It's always got to be Christmas. Christmas is crazy, but I think it wasn't last Christmas's that was my favourite. It was the year before. It was my first pyjama that I'd wholesaled myself, like manufactured. And I loved it, but I wasn't as big then, so I didn't have a big effect like I did last year. It was on a much bigger scale.
So when did it come, like, instead of it being a hobby, when did it start to think, holy shit, this is actually going to be what I can do?
I'd probably say it was only August last year. So I was still working I still do work at an accountancy company, by the way. Yeah, so I worked for Endeavour Windows, and I worked for the lads and I did 5 days a week. I left my other job and got a job I love working for them. This is why I haven't left. So I worked 5 days a week for Endeavour, and as Clark and Bow grew and grew, I went from 5 days to 4 days to 3 days to 2 days, and now I just work one.
Do you?
So yeah, I still do that just because I love being in the office with them, and I still love accountancy. Do you know, like that's what I did for so long. So I do still love having that there as well as this.
Do you think you'll ever let it go and just like blow it full time?
I don't know, because the thing is, the girls still work in the shop when I'm not here, so it's not as if Clark and Bow's not still running in the background when I'm just not here for that one day. So for now, I can't see me not doing it for them, because I just enjoy it. I really like it.
So you've got staff and things as well now?
Yeah, there's three of us who work in the shop now. Yeah, we used to outsource our embroidery. We used to use somebody else, and when it was kind of like a hobby and it wasn't massive, it wasn't a problem to outsource, you know, like getting the pajamas from me to her. She would embroider them, then they'd come back. But when I look back and I think how long I did that for, I can't believe that we wasted so much time on what that process is. It's a crazy process to outsource your embroidery. So I basically just bought my own machine and then got someone in the shop. So it's all done in A&M.
Really? So what do the three staff do? So you've got embroidery.
Yeah, so we've got embroidery, and then we've got admin, and then me.
Bloody hell. So it's getting bigger and bigger. Like,
yeah,
you say you started it as a hobby.
Yeah, as a hobby. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, it is. It's even now, like, you know, when I look back, it's like sometimes I just look back and think, oh my God, as if that's me.
Yeah.
As if like all these people are wearing my stuff. Like, yeah, it's really strange. It's so surreal, actually.
I know obviously you're doing 4 days, Clark and Bow 1 day, you can't see. How is it with Ralphie then? Because does your husband work away?
Yeah, so he works away 3 weeks on, 3 weeks off. So obviously when he's home, it's really easy. But say like last week was half term, so he just has to come to the shop I just have to make it work, or I'll leave the girls and then I'll get my laptop out late on the night, you know, when he's in bed.
Yeah.
Because when you say there, you said, oh, 4 days, Clark and Bow. It's not 4 days, Clark and Bow. It's like 24 hours. Yeah. Yeah. So say last night, I left the shop a bit earlier because I always like to pick him up from school. So I left early. But once he was in bed and settled, I have to get my laptop out and start adding new products, you know, on the night. But it's flexible. Do you know, I've got that luxury to be able to take him to school and pick him up, because when I work 9 to 5, I couldn't do either.
Yeah. I know. And it's better to be able to be flexible around.
Yeah, absolutely.
The kids. But how do you find juggling? So, like, when your husband's away and it's just you, how is it? Like, how do you, anyone who's got kids who's like thinking, oh my God, there's no way. Because you do. Like, when I was on maternity or when I didn't work like I do now, you can't even comprehend how you're going to actually fit doing anything else in when you're just being a mum. Like, yeah. How do you manage to do both?
I do feel like I'm not going to lie and say that I don't have days when I feel guilty. You know, you definitely get the mum guilt. Like, and I never miss anything. Do you know, I'm the one who, like, not now, but I'm the one who's at football on a Saturday and a Sunday. I never miss anything. I just make it work by fitting my work in around him. Do you know, and I have got a good family who do help me out with it, but he is at home all the time. So it is difficult. It is really hard to do it, but you can. You've just got to work your time around them.
And does he know what you're doing and what you do? Like,
he loves Clark and Bo. Yeah, he loves it. Obviously, he does all the shoots. And, do you know, he'll say, like, the other day we were doing something. He must have been in the shop and he looked at me and went, "Mum, everyone loves Clark and Bo, don't they?" Do you know? And I'm like, oh, God, love him. Yeah, so he knows what it is. Like, he knows everybody wears it. Like, he's, you know, the mums in the school. I'll say, oh, so-and-so's mum bought some pyjamas off Clark and Bo. And he's like, oh, really? You know, like, you can see that he's a bit buzzing that someone's got Clark and Bo.
Listen. And what's your husband like with it? Did he support you? Did he have any, like...
She was like, Mr. Clark and Bo. He absolutely loves it. He said to me the other day when he was going back to work, he looked at me, I was dropping him off at this train station, and he said, "Linz, I really just want to come and work for Clark and Bo." And I was like, well, you can't. What he said, get yourself back to work, you.
So,
but no, he's very hands-on. Do you know, like, at Christmas, he was out, like, delivering all the local parcels. He's just, he's so good.
No, because it does make a big difference, doesn't it? Like, at the minute, like, I'm doing a lot of TikToks and... Bloody hell, the amount of shit that my husband's getting for being involved is like...
Oh, is he?
Oh, my God, he's getting tortured. Literally, every group has got a screenshot or recording of what he's doing in it.
No.
And he's like, I actually rang him before this and I said, have you been getting much more stick? And he went, I'm not asked. And I was like, "But I said, it must bother you." He went, "I'm not asked." He said, "The end of the day."
No, he can take
I'm it. And you, he said... What would be worse and what would be very wrong is if you asked me to support you and I said no. He said that's
no, yeah.
And I was like, well, as long as that's how you feel about it, I just want you to know I appreciate it, because sometimes, you know, some people don't get supporters. I think there's a lot of women, mothers, whose husband wouldn't say, go and do your dream, go and go for it, you know how I can help.
Yeah, totally.
So you are... Well, we are very lucky to have husbands.
We are, absolutely.
Is your computer going off there?
Sorry, it's my computer going off. My phone was about to run out of charge because I'm never off it.
So what has been from the journey from starting, or not even the journey from starting the business, just in general, because obviously you worked from being 16 in the accountancy. What has been the hardest part of the journey?
Oh, God, there's been some stressful moments. I think probably the worst part has got to have been Christmas last year. Everything was going amazing. You know, I felt like I'd prepared the best I could possibly prepare for Christmas. I'd basically reinvested every penny I had to buy pyjamas up front.
Yeah.
And we launched them and we had the most incredible... We sold out in an hour. We sold out in 1 hour the stock that I'd bought for the rest of the year.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. So it was amazing. And we were lucky enough to put it all back into production and open it all up and get it all, like, back on the website and sell, obviously, a lot more than what we thought we were going to sell. But then it was COVID and there was delays. And, like, just at some points I was having sleepless nights. I was having panic attacks that the jammers weren't going to come. That they weren't going to arrive in time for Christmas. And I think that's probably been the scariest and the biggest worry that I've ever had with it.
And how did it pan out then? What was the outcome of it?
We worked like so many late nights to catch up, because we did get it, but we got it 3 weeks late.
Did you?
So yeah, and there was like about 25 boxes and they all needed embroidering, and yeah, it was hell. It was the worst. Honestly, it was the most stressful time that I've ever been through that. So I just think this year we hopefully won't have the whole COVID thing. Deliveries have returned back to normal. Do you know, I'm not getting any delays now. But that's just something that people don't see behind the scenes. People don't see what's actually going on, do you know?
Yeah, and the work that goes on behind.
Yeah, yeah, like the stress that comes with it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any, like, not jealousy, but like negativity towards the brand, or like anyone trying to copy or imitate anything like that, that's been hard? Because when you do start something, it can be very frustrating when other people try and copy.
Yeah, I think, yeah, you obviously, the answer to that's yeah, absolutely. It's happened so many times. And I think I've just learned how to react to it now, which is no reaction. Do you know, they don't get nothing from me. No reaction, absolutely not. Because when I first started, you can imagine what it's like. And obviously, I was only learning with the business. Do you know, when I first started, I wasn't a brand, and I would class it as a brand now. Like, Topshop wouldn't react like that if River Island copied off them. So yeah, that's how I try and think about it now. I'm a brand, so people are going to copy. And I just hold myself a little bit better. I was a bit snappy before, you know, like a little Rockweiler, like, she's copying off me, she's doing like that.
Facebook statuses about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the statuses. Yeah, the quotes, after quotes.
Originals always worth more than a copy.
Yeah, all of that. I've done it all. yeah, but I don't react now at all. I don't. And you know what? I'm happier and I deal with it better not knowing. And I've said to, like, there was a group of friends who would always send me stuff. And you know what? I've just said to them, don't send me it, because I don't want to see anything.
Yeah.
I'm focusing on what I'm doing. And if someone is going to be copying, they're always two steps behind. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, I've probably already sold out of what they've just copied off. So it's fine. Yeah, that's how I try to react.
Like, really.
You really can't stop it. No.
But in a whole, is everyone, like, let's say in the northeast, where it's predominantly, like, is that where most of your sales are, or is it
not
as much support from up here?
Oh, I do get loads and loads of support, but you're always gonna, like, I don't probably know, but you're gonna get people who talk behind your back, you know, just the, like, the little comments, like, oh, I wouldn't pay that for that, and I wouldn't pay this, and which is fine, you know. Sometimes I might see something and think, oh God, I wouldn't pay that for that. Yeah. Like, that's just personal preference. People around here have been amazing. I've had a really good support. But like I said earlier, the support, my main support is people who I've never even met. It's madness. It's mad. And my sales, I'd say I do get a lot of local sales, but my sales are going, like, everywhere. Essex, London, that's probably London, is the most popular.
Who's been your biggest, like, let's say, famous person who's ordered?
Oh, God. I think the best famous person for me was obviously Billy Fares, because she shared it on Easter Sunday, and they were in Dubai and the kids were wearing the swimwear. So it just went mental. She shared it on her feed as well, and she tagged me. So that was probably the best response that I've had from someone. Can't think off the top of my head who else was bad.
Like, when she ordered off you, how did she end up ordering from you?
She didn't. We gifted to Billy. We spoke to, basically, it's just luck, because what happens is we spoke to the agent, and the agent said, it's £3,000 if you want the kids to wear Clark and Boseman wear. Yeah, £2,000 for a story, or £3,000 for a grid post.
Never.
Yeah, that's how much it costs. So basically I said, well, do you know what? I have that much faith in my products that I feel like if I send these, she's going to love them. So the agent said, oh, that's fine. Like, if Billy really likes them, she'll naturally post them anyway. Yeah, send them. So anyway, I sent them, and then obviously she did love them because they had them on. But so yeah, I didn't quit. Do you know what though? It wouldn't have been worth £3,000 to me. Do you know, like,
I don't know how
it would not have been worth it. No, and I'm so glad. And do you know, that's one thing I've never paid for any social media posts like that. I've always just said, I'll gift. I don't mind gifting because it's just advertising. Do you know, I don't mind sending gifts, but I won't pay for it because I'm not paying someone to wear my stuff, what I've sent for free as well.
I mean, everyone does that, don't they? That's like, it's like anything. It's just marketing yourself. It's like paying for a same thing. You're just gifting it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Did your ass fall out when you seen she posted? Like, what went through your head when you seen she tagged and done a post for you?
No, I can tell you exactly where I was. I remember the moment, like, I'll never forget it. I was at Primrose Valley on holiday with Ralphie for Easter, and I was in the caravan, and my signal kept going on my phone, and I just come up, and that was the first one that I've had, and it was like, Billy Fares has tagged you, or I was, like, screaming the caravan down. Honestly, I was going crazy. Where now, like, I'm not saying I'm not grateful, but when someone tags me, or like if it's a celebrity, I don't get that buzz now.
Yeah, because it's not anymore.
Yeah, it's not the first time, but that first one I'll never forget. It was so good. Yeah.
And is there exciting things coming? Like, how do you actually find, you know, when you're saying there, like, you spoke to the agent, how do you find the agent for Billy Fares? Like, how do you do that?
Google, honestly, when people ask me, I'm like, just use Google. It's the same as people always ask me, oh, how do you find a manufacturer? How do you find a factory to make your jammers? Google. Like, it's all there for you. Do you know, it's not hard if you just put your mind to it. So yeah, just Google the agent. And you get into them.
Have you gone up or changed since? Like, is there any other celebrities that you're trying to, like, get on with?
Do you know, I won't settle until the Kardashians have worn.
Oh, it is. Is that your goal?
Yeah, they're like, I couldn't tell you. I actually cringe when I go on my Instagram messages and see how many times I've messaged Khloe Kardashian or Kylie Jenner. I just basically unsend my messages every time I go on. Just try again. It's just looks. Yeah. Yeah. Do you know, like, there's people who like, yeah, there's people who I look up to, say Hannah from HA Designs is doing absolutely incredible. And she got the Kardashians in her pyjamas. And
sure.
So I think, yeah, Khloe Kardashian wore HA pyjamas. So then I think, do you know what? If Hannah can do it, then I can do it. I'm not saying.
Like, stopping you.
Yeah, there's nothing stopping you. So that's the next goal.
Oh, dear, that's amazing. So that's the dream.
That's the ultimate dream. Yeah.
And is it gonna, obviously I know you've got is it a second shop? Or have you moved venues?
Like, we've just moved to a bigger location now.
So what are you planning then? Is there gonna be anything different coming or exciting things on the cards, plans?
You wouldn't believe it if I told you that we're busy planning Christmas. This is how early it's done. Yeah.
February.
Could
you wear some cards? Why should we bring the cards out?
I know. We wouldn't show anything at all. It's like, it stays top secret. But what's happening now is, like, we've done the designs and then we send our designs off to the manufacturer. And what happens is they keep coming back to us and I'll say, oh, I want a frill on that arm, or I want this on that. You've used the wrong trim. So it's a long process, you know, going back and forward until you've, like, perfected it. And then what happens after that is and then you've got to order a sample to check the samples, right? And then after you've got your sample, you can do your wholesale. So it takes months, though. It takes 6 to 8 weeks for them to be made, so we'll be busy getting that sorted in the next couple of months. Christmas and all.
Where do you see Clark and Bowen 5 years? When did you start it? How long ago was it?
2 years ago.
Two?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, two years ago.
We built that in 2 years.
Yeah, so I don't know, because I would never have dreamed that I would be here in 2 years. Do you know, the ultimate goal is to have, like, a big, massive factory, you know, with everything, like, loads of stock here, because we keep loads of stock, but we always run out, you know, because we don't have loads of space.
Yeah.
Big massive warehouse. Imagine that's like the goal.
That's amazing. And what would you say to somebody who's like wanting to, not necessarily in clothing, but if they're thinking, I want to try and do something, or the passion about something that they don't know whether they have enough qualifications for.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't have no qualifications for this. Do you know? I think you just need to, like, really, what it sounds so corny, but it's hard work. Someone sent me a message the other day on Instagram and they said to me, oh, like, just how have you built it up to what it is, like, so quickly? And I just said, hard work. There's no easy way. You've got to absolutely graft. And that's what I've done. And I still do now. Do you know, we work so late. Yeah. But anyone can do it. You just need to find what you want to do and go for it. My thing was, I used to sit at my accountancy job, the one that I hated before. And I used to think, what can I do? Like, really, there must be something. What can I do? And then one day it just clicked. And I was like, pajamas, that's what I'm going to do. And I remember,
happier,
do you know,
are you a happier person for it?
Oh, yeah, because I love coming. I love being in the shop. I really love it. Yeah, you know, like, it doesn't feel like work. Like, we've had a delivery today. That's why I was late for our call. And because I'm so excited, you know, to see what's in the box. Like, we were waiting for the Easter night dress, and I was just, we got all the lemon dyed ourselves. Do you know, because with lemon, it might not be the right colour, so we got it all dyed. So I was just so excited to rip the box open, you know, just to see this lemon night dress.
Literally, like, it's nice. Christmas.
Yeah, totally. That's what I'm like. I'm only bothered when there's new stuff. If it's a normal delivery, I just leave it sat there and the girls do that.
Yeah, but that's what you created, isn't it? It's like seeing
See it come to life, yeah.
If you... Obviously, if Clark and Boat, I'm sure it will, goes from strength to strength, it's going to obviously take over life.
Yeah.
Well, as being a man, what if you could teach Ralphie anything, what would it be? What would you want him to learn from you?
I just want him to learn that you've got to work hard for what you want. I think at the minute, because he's only six, he just thinks everything comes easy, do you know, like they do. He thinks like the bank card. It's just endless supply of money. And he's like, you've got your bank card. And, oh, yeah, it's just, yeah, get your bank card, Mum. Do you know, I just want to teach him that you need to work hard for what you want in life. And I'm going to try and not just hand everything to him on a plate. Do you know, I didn't get that. I didn't get everything given to me. I bought my own first car. And, you know, I bought my own house. I didn't get it all handed to me on a plate. And that's what I want to do. I just want him to be like me and to work hard, really.
Yeah, because there's a difference between sort of appreciating what you have over just thinking it's just you can just have it. Like,
it's normal, yeah.
Isn't it? Like, Teddy and, like, Jackson's 10 and Teddy's 6, and they got money for Christmas, and Teddy's obscene with maths. Like, he just loves it. He buzzes off it. So every time he has money, he comes up and goes, Mom, how much is this on this now? And he remembers what number he's got. And then he'll come back to me if he's spent it over in the shop. He'll go, say we were in B&M, something was £8. He'll go, right, but Mum, if I've got this, how much is that off that? So you need to
what he's got left.
So we were in the car the other day, and he bought a Ryan toy from B&M. And he went to me, Mum, so I've only got £213 left now. I went, yeah. And he went, so how much more do I need to be a millionaire? And I was like,
oh.
More than that, Sonny went,
yeah, just a bit.
I be that, and I was thinking, oh my god,
oh god, no love idea. It. I know, but it's good to learn them, though, isn't it? You've got to learn them the value of money, and I think so. Ralphie's obviously got, he knows that he's got like a bank account, and we put money in it. So on Valentine's Day, I said to him, oh, have you got me anything for Valentine's Day? He said, well, got no money. I said, you have got money, you've got money in your bank, and he said, I'm not spending that. And I was like, oh, thanks. And then anyway, he's got this little piggy bank, and he's been like going around, and if there's a bit of change in the house, he takes it and puts it in his piggy bank. Because I had said to him one time, it makes me cringe a bit now when he says it, but I'd said to him, like, do you realise how hard I work? Like, yeah, I'm doing all this for you. You know how you say it? And I said, one day when we live in this mansion, you'll have me to thank. And he's never forgot it. So he keeps saying to me all the time, Mum, when we're moving into that mansion then? And I'm like, but I hope he doesn't say it to anyone. And I'm like, oh, it'll be a while yet, son. So anyway, he got this piggy bank, and I give him £5 because he was helping me in the house. And he come down with his piggy bank, and he said, Mum, I've put that money in my piggy bank. He said, because I'll give you that towards the mansion.
Oh, Oh,
he's given me his money out of his piggy bank towards the mansion. Bless him.
It'll pay the one grain of cement for the mansion.
Yeah, I'll have to buy him a brick.
Just get him a brick. You should do it. You should get him a brick and put it on his window and say, there's the start of the mansion.
There's your, yeah, your input.
Oh, that's cute. I know. At least you know that he's thinking at such a young age, and they do, they're so impressionable.
Yeah.
Like you say, I've said that to Teddy loads of times. Like, I'm up, why are you working? I'm like, Mum's working for this. And then he thinks it's actually happening like the next day. Mum, but you're working for that. And I'm like, no, so to be far out, to be further out than that. Yeah. I've no concept.
Got to work a bit harder.
Yeah. No concept of time whatsoever. I've got Jackson. Jackson was at his dad's the other day. And he messaged me. This is how, like, I don't even realise how much the kids are taking notice. I was in a soup. Do you see the Superwoman TikTok?
Oh, I love that one. Yeah.
I was in the Superwoman. So Jackson messaged me the other day and said, Mam, I think you should dress up as Batman and Keo as Rodney for the next TikTok. I said, what do you mean? Why? And he went, well, because Batman can say Robin and he can say, that's your insurance. And I was like, oh, dear God, what am I creating here? Like, my children.
You need to get all the kids. Are the kids in your TikToks?
Not yet, no.
Get him in.
I'm scared I'm going to damage him. He's thinking about characters that me and Keo can play. I'm like, wow. Like, he's thinking about it. He comes and goes, Mom, she'll be good for insurance. She's a YouTuber. She's got this, she's got that. And I'm thinking, like, it's mint. But at the same time, I'm like, maybe I need to stop the insurance.
Maybe I need to calm down.
Yeah.
If you get
proper carried away.
Definitely not. I mean, Stu's really, really good with me, but sometimes he'll say, can you just talk about something else other than pyjamas tonight, Linz? Because you've been talking about it. You've been at work all day and it's all you've talked about.
Because you love it, doesn't it? Like, you're passionate about it.
Yeah.
And you're what's making it. So it's like,
yeah, absolutely. I do ask his advice on everything, though. Do you know, like, if there's a customer who wants a refund, I'll say, oh, what do you think? Like, he is one who I do listen to, like, because he'll say, just think of it from the customer's point of view, you know, and he does give good advice that way. But
so he doesn't get, he's not too involved where he can't see. He's involved, but he can give a good opinion.
Like, yeah, give a good opinion, totally. Yeah, like, from outside the box, really, definitely.
Oh, well. Thank you very much for giving us an insight into Clark and Bone, how it
works. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. If people obviously want to do orders or see where to find you or what you do, where can they get you?
So we're on Instagram and Facebook, Clark and Bone, and we've got the website where all the orders go through, which is www.clarkandbone.co.uk. I haven't made a TikTok yet. I said it's on my list of things to do.
Honestly.
I know.
You need to.
It's the up and coming, isn't it?
Yeah. You could do loads of good stuff with it because it's the not the beauty, but the visual side of things.
Which yeah.
Is what you want to show it. Oh, it's class. You know what I mean?
And like, one of the girls in the shop's really into it. Like, she loves it and she's got loads of followers. And I said, oh, I feel like you should be in charge of the shop's TikTok. I'm not really very good at that.
Definitely get it to be in charge. The amount of lessons I've had is obscene. Honestly.
Really?
Oh, my. Like, literally. I challenge anybody to go to that much effort. Seriously. Like, people watch it and think, oh, it's easy. It's not. It's
not.
It's really hard. But anyway, good luck with the TikTok.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
I'll speak to you in a bit. Bye.
Okay, bye.
You have been listening to the Money Making Mothers podcast with Carla Edwards. If you have enjoyed the show, then leave a 5-star review on iTunes. Make sure to tune in next time, and don't forget, you can have it all.